You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com, No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I am Major 7th. I make beats and I have the t-shirts to prove it. And to my left, as always, is the one and only Longevity.
Hi.
To my immediate left is the one and only DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
Good evening, sir. And on the right, as always, at about 103.2% today, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
How's Aretha?
Aretha's great, man.
Yeah?
She's always great.
Family's good?
Family's good. How's yours?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I can't complain.
That's right.
Yes, sir. See, that was shorter this week. You guys happy?
He doesn't care about anybody else's families but Bradley's.
Wow. He called you Bradley. Do you like that?
That's my name.
I mean, you know, it's the name his mother gave him.
Mm. Yeah,
exactly.
Mama call him Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
I heard that. I heard that. This is episode 17.
Yes, yes, yes.
I see you in the corner. He beat you to it. I see you in the corner alone.
That's right.
We are the New Old Heads, episode 17.
Had to flex my Espanol a little bit.
I see you. Did you say flex? I ain't going to even do that. We took care of that last week. Shout out to Flex.
That's right.
Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
He's OG.
Maybe one day he can be featured on the New Old Heads.
Man, could y'all imagine?
It said he was annoying last week, which I'll stand by. He is annoying. He is definitely an OG, though.
Gotta respect.
Can't respect, you know, like, not respect that, but...
It'd be fun.
He gets a little too much sometimes.
I would do my flex even if he was here. I still would do it. I think that would be fun. I think you'd like it.
We should, when we start doing our one-off interviews.
Yes.
You should interview Flex in your flex voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
So flex.
Shout out to Long. We see you were paying attention last week, sir. Thank you for that.
A flex type outfit too.
Yeah, I need like some. I need some Tims.
A tracksuit.
Either a tracksuit or a big
do like
bubble
a 90s,
coat.
Do a '90s flex.
'90s flex will have like a big ass bubble coat on.
Yeah, and the ski goggles.
Goggles. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But the hood on my coat has to be lined with fur. You know what I'm saying?
The ski goggles could be one of the worst hip hop fashions, I think, ever.
Hey,
like fashion parts, unless you get. I don't know. I always thought that was a little much.
Usher got him on the cover of the My Way album.
And man, there was a time and place.
Cocked to the side.
I'm not saying that it wasn't popular. I just think that one was just like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
It's going to be a no for you, dog.
First, yeah, I'm not going to.
It's like the.
Why? I'm not going to use them, man.
There was a whole era of like big coats and goggles and like being on a ski slope.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember when everybody used to wear like the Nike. Football gloves. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. I feel like I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might just wear one. Mm-hmm. Might just have like one on. Yeah.
It's like, all right, if I'm needed to go play baseball real quick, I'm ready. You know?
All day.
Especially throughout the hallways in high school.
Or the upside down tennis visor.
Mm, now that's a fad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a visor. I didn't have an upside down one.
Yeah, all you had to do was just flip it.
You remember when the sweatbands on the arms and shit?
Yeah, yep.
For no reason,
mm-hmm. Absolutely no athletic reason at all.
None.
I remember the tags left on the hat.
Yeah.
That another bad creation around that time. Mm-hmm. They kept the tags on the hat. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't do vests. I don't do visors.
Vest can you can do vest.
Do the whole, just give me the whole thing. Give me the whole hat.
I could do a vest. I can't do a visor.
I'll take the whole shirt or sweater or whatever.
I had a vest that my grandmother.
I don't have a problem with sleeves.
My grandma. <you know? laughs> My grandmother bought me a vest in like the late 90s, and I held on to it for a long time because it wasn't a bad vest. I was just never in a situation to wear such a vest.
Is it a wool vest? Is it a corduroy vest?
Yeah, what kind of vest was it, Sean?
Linen vest?
I don't know. It was a Tommy Hilfiger vest.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't like red, white, and blue. You know, it was like...
Like a jean vest?
Isn't Tommy...
Nah, it was like a jean vest. It was a sweater vest.
A sweater vest? Oh, yeah. So like
you must mean a jean, like
vest?
A denim vest?
Oh, no, it's no. Denim.
I mean jean.
Loan in a denim vest would be priceless.
Man.
Even you remember when JNCOs were like the shit to wear?
This is a great conversation, by the way.
So
go ahead.
Everybody wore JNCOs and they kept trying to get like the biggest fucking JNCOs ever.
Wide leg pants.
I had one pair.
Yes.
And they were the most straight leg pair of JNCOs ever, but they weren't. Hey. But compared to everybody else, they look normal.
I'm picturing them doing like those dance moves on them videos with them cats with the big ass JNCO pants.
Rocking that Jupe cologne. You don't know nothing about them.
Nah, people that wore JNCOs were not wearing
Jupe. They were wearing Jupe.
No, they wasn't.
The purple
wearing,
bottle.
They was
Dude,
wearing
my
curve.
Entire my entire curve. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A Jupe had a time now.
It
Don't
did.
Act like it did.
You
but
right,
I'm
though.
Saying.
Jupe
right
had
though.
A time.
Yeah.
It was curved.
See?
Yeah.
It was curved.
All I'm saying is Jupe had a time.
Nah, Jupe, it did.
It Jupe was like curved Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Remember CK1?
CK1.
Yeah. That shit was popular.
I think Spools is a... Spools strikes me as a... He probably wore Obsession.
No, my dad had a bottle of Obsession. I liked Cool Water.
Cool Water.
I was like in middle school or high school.
People was wearing that Tommy cologne and shit.
You didn't
Tommy
wear that, cologne. You didn't do that Musk aftershave.
I had a pair of Tommy. I had some Tommy
that,
cologne.
That Javon Musk.
Somebody stole it though.
That Michael Jordan.
I probably
cologne.
Had a bottle of Javon Musk and I had a bottle of Michael Jordan cologne at one point. Yeah,
that
shit
was a bad
smelled
move.
So bad.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
smells like the leather in a basketball and sweat
yeah,
from
like,
Michael
oh,
Jordan.
Cool.
Legs and his feet are in this cologne, and I'm like, get the. And I love Michael Jordan, but that shit was terrible.
Yeah,
and
then it evolved from that shit to then everybody started wearing all that Axe body spray and all that. Yeah.
You know, I still fool with Axe a little bit now.
I tried the Axe, man, but I wasn't down with the spray, man. I couldn't get with the spray deodorant. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was pretty cool introduction to today's episode.
Hello. This moment in 90s. Early 2000 history.
Yep.
Definitely
perhaps.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
This is like 96.
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps 96 to probably about 04.
Ish.
Yeah.
I bought my pair of JNCOs in 1995.
I was there.
Six.
Okay.
Southside Middle School.
Southside Middle School. Buccaneers. Best middle school in the country. Okay.
Next to Guyon Creek.
Oh, man.
Second to Creston.
Wow. Shout your hood. Perhaps I should get to the list that we had today. Now that we went back
perhaps.
In times, perhaps I'll go ahead and get started.
That was our time machine.
We got to start doing that more, maybe.
We actually have one today later.
Oh.
Remember?
Did we have one today? We did. Oh, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there. Rest in peace. The great Malcolm X passed away in 1965, I believe. Spools, am I right on that? On the, on today's date, same date that marks the great Nina Simone. She was born in 33, I believe. I googled. Mm-hmm. She was born in 33 for Nina. So,
yeah,
I mean, you know, those are two
icons,
landmark. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X. You talk about somebody that was just pushing to the forefront, somebody that had minimal fear, somebody that was outspoken, somebody that was just driven for cause. He really believed in his cause. Somebody that actually started off a certain way and matured and changed his view on certain things and became a better man and became, you know, I guess a better man by his standards of where he came from to what he ended up being. Sometimes he gets a lot of the times he gets a bad rap, but he definitely has a huge part in history. I would say so.
Definitely.
By any means necessary.
There you go. There you go. And then with Nina Simone, you know what it is. Classic, vintage.
Man, I used to listen to Nina Simone stuff.
Yes.
Back in mid 2000s, back when I Fresh was making beats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a few years in, but I used to just listen.
Yeah, man.
You know her song, Strange Fruit, has Indiana ties.
Does it?
Educate it does. Me. Educate
me. I'm not going to, I can't really go on a tangent as far as the exact, like, things, but there was something that happened here in Indiana
that sparked
that
record?
Inspired her to write Strange Fruit.
Is that her song? I thought.
Yeah, that's her.
Did Billie Holiday do Strange Fruit? Is it two different songs?
Billie Holiday also did it.
Yes.
But I think Nina, well.
Billie Holiday, I'm pretty sure, preceded Nina.
Yeah,
it would have had to.
He's right there. He's right there. She definitely would have. She did. No, there's no question.
Yeah,
she did precede.
Yeah.
But either way.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that about that song.
That record was sampled for Yeezus. What was the name of the record?
It was Strange Fruit.
Is that what he called it? I didn't. That album was trash to me. I ain't really rock with it. But
there was a group wasn't there a Strange Fruit project that was on Good Music back in the day? Or am I missing that?
It was another Strange Fruit song on Pete Rock's album back in the day.
Hmm. Soul Survivor?
Soul Survivor, yeah.
Good album.
One of the greatest albums of 98.
We see
another
you.
Time Machine moment.
We see you. Rest in peace to those legends.
Also, Clyde
icons.
Stubblefield.
Yeah, Clyde
passed away.
The funky drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about breaks. Talk about break beats.
Yeah.
Man. Talk about being a sample.
That's the OG of OGs as far as drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't know, you might want to get up on that, because like a lot of these, like especially early hip-hop breaks, which evolved into breaks now,
yeah,
were Clyde Stubblefield.
Mm-hmm. Public Enemy.
In the Pocket.
Has paid for.
In the Pocket.
Three or four of his homes. Because they had mad James Brown breakbeats.
Yeah.
Public Enemy, especially when they first came out. That was crazy.
I remember watching a doc with him, and he, for a long time, he didn't even realize that people were sampling his breaks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I don't remember what doc that was, but
they should pay. Public Enemy should definitely pay him homage. Even people today that like people that are making beats, and you download, if you're a producer, you download your drum kits.
They're,
you know what I'm saying? They're still there.
There are five beats being made right now over those drums.
Yep.
Yep. You know.
No question about mm-hmm. it. So
at least
he's definitely an OG, and somebody gets to work that close with James Brown. Come on, man. That's big. Mm-hmm. That's big. Let's see here. So I did have, I think Spools threw this one to me with the Indiana flavor, trying to switch it to sports a little bit. The Indiana flavor on the All-Star Weekend, Glenn Robinson III, dunk contest champion, representing the Pacers, Indiana product. We all know who his father is.
Big dog.
Big dog, Glenn Robinson. Shout out to G.I.
Boilermaker, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
I was a big Glenn Robinson fan when I was a kid.
Konzo Martin. They had a squad. Shout out to G.I.
But y'all not only him, though.
No, not only him, but he was a beast.
I just mean not only for the All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Oh, there was plenty of stuff to talk about the All-Star Weekend.
Because Eric Gordon won.
He definitely did.
Shout out to mm-hmm. Eric Gordon, North Central Zone. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Indiana roots right there.
Definitely. Three-point contest
against Kyrie.
Yes, sir. He did beat Uncle Drew in the three-point shootout.
Who thinks mm-hmm. the earth is flat.
Oh, man.
But maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we definitely can get into that one.
I don't know. That's a perfect transition into that nonsense.
Well, did you Spools?
I didn't really get to watch much of All Star Weekend at all,
other than the dunk contest.
So just like the pre-runs of highlights. Which, of shit.
Did you see any? Did you watch all
when
of it?
The highest scoring game ever.
It was not good, man.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Had like 53 or 52 or something.
The
like
worst All-Star game I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
So Leonard basically just didn't decide to play.
Yeah, he was done. Like the first, I think he played the first quarter.
That's his M.O., so I mean.
Yeah, you talking about Kawhi?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be bored as, you know, like.
He's a great defender. That's not his game.
He's just going down to shooting and
flashing.
It was trash.
I'm almost offended that they, like.
Yeah, it was trash.
Set that up for people to watch and be entertained by.
I heard, was the dunk contest pretty
boring? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty boring. Like, I can't see how, or I remember the kid that scored, 100 points a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
And that was trash because he was playing no defense.
At all.
Everybody had something to say about that.
Yep.
So we're in the NBA now. I can't remember the kid's name, but his brother plays for UCLA.
His name is LaMelo, LaMelo Ball, I believe is his name.
Okay, yeah, him. So he scored all these points. He barely crossed
half court.
Like, he would just kind of sit there and wait for somebody.
The whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
He got like 55 of his points off cherry picking, though. Like, they counted how many that he scored from cherry picking.
Definitely. So, the All-Star game was pretty much the same caliber type shit.
Yeah.
It was just a bunch of, I'm going to throw this here, and I'm not going to play defense. KD threw a lob to Westbrook, and they thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
They still hate each other. Westbrook ain't going.
That didn't mean shit, but the All-Star game was trash. They definitely need to get that together.
Fucking soap opera. Yeah.
Do you think that Spools, do you think that is manufactured? I don't think it's manufactured on Westbrook's side. I think he genuinely is pissed off at KD, does not honor him, and I think he's actually mad. I think KD is more the person that's like, oh, you guys are trying to split us up, but we really are cool. I don't buy that. I think Westbrook really does Hey, dude, what's your thoughts, Pools?
I don't care.
Okay.
I just, that's what I'm saying. I think it's just, not to be rude to you by any means, but I just think it's just kind of like a soap opera.
I'd agree with you, though. I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like KD probably wants to downplay it because he's in the situation.
He's in the wrong, though, the way he left.
Yeah,
it's
you know
what
I mean? I don't know if he's in the wrong, but I mean.
I do.
It depends what narrative you're going to back here. You know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of hard to say he's in the wrong.
He's not in the wrong for leaving. He's in the wrong for leaving without telling him face to face. That's what I don't honor.
I can dig that.
If I leave a new old heads, I'm going to send all three of y'all a text like, hey, man.
By the way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They threw me some bread over at, where would I go? Koch Records. You know what I'm saying? So I'm out of there.
I'm over here on Koch.
Yeah, so I got to leave.
Shouts to everybody that caught the reference.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But Spools, man.
Over here.
I really did.
Oh, I didn't mean to be all short.
No, I just... I
think it's kind of funny. If he... I don't know. I mean, maybe they weren't that close to begin with. I mean, we don't know it.
They seem like they were, though.
They were like
I think
they was for real cool. Because they would be in... like press conferences, and one would be taken up for the other. And
this
that
is
type
my
stuff.
Little brother. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
they
blah.
Was definitely friends. And Russ feels slighted, which he should.
I think he should too.
Yeah,
he should.
But now he does what he wants. Now he does what he wants.
Let's go. Well, note to self: don't.
They're both really good players, though. They're both really good players, and I like watching them play.
Note to self: don't throw that one out.
Don't throw that one out there. Don't throw anything to Spools.
Sorry,
Jimmy Butler.
Isn't it a little too much though? Like, do you guys really care that much about their personal life?
I give
not
zero.
To say you do, you know what I mean? But like,
I'm not buying.
I wasn't
into
trying
it.
To like be like, ooh,
I like fuck it better.
I'm just
kind of
just like,
day.
Oh man, like they're both. Like, Russell Westbrook's having an amazing season.
He is. Yeah. He is.
And Durant's having a very solid season.
I mean, the top three prospects, not including LeBron, all were on the same team at one point in time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you got James Harden,
man.
Kevin Durant,
man.
And Russell Westbrook.
Man.
All were on the same team.
Yes.
Yep. Now, so Boogie just got traded as well.
Boogie did get traded to Anthony Davis's New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, all right. So Boogie was on the same squad. As it was him,
Isaiah
Thomas,
uh-huh.
Buckets,
and what's Buckets. Yep,
Tyreek,
yeah,
yep.
So I mean, you have
who's now out of there?
He's out of there.
Actually, he's back
to Sacramento where he
back
started.
To Sacramento, yeah.
Out of New Orleans.
He's out
part
of New
the
Orleans.
Trade, right?
Right. So you've had pretty much a couple of big threes that just didn't pan out.
I tell you what, though,
ego,
yeah,
ego is a part of it, and I think all jokes aside, because my only issue with New Orleans is I don't think their guard play is strong enough to be a contender. Everybody says, oh, you hating on the New Orleans. Calm down.
Is Drew back or is he still out?
He's back. I think he's back. And I like Drew Holiday. My point was that's not enough to beat Golden State.
It's not enough.
That's not enough to beat San Antonio.
Right.
Now, moving forward, once they start to acquire different pieces and bring shooters in and, you know, get some of that cap space, you're talking about two of the most skilled big men.
Yeah, they could
in
be
their prime. I can't think of a
Twin Towers
that was this gifted, this young together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
This could be.
That's true, because Dave Robinson
10
was,
minutes ago.
Let's see, 10 minutes ago, we got exclusive by DJ J Diff. Lou Williams goes to the Rockets. That helps them. That helps them.
That's interesting.
He can come off the bench. That helps them.
And just a pick.
Yeah, what's the deadline again?
Thursday.
So when this show premieres, it'll be the deadline.
So yeah. Is it at midnight or is it throughout the day?
I want to say there's a time at the afternoon where it cuts off, like 3 or 4 p.m. or something like that.
Corey Brewer and first-round pick.
There you go. Okay.
Interesting.
But with Boogie and AD, I'm trying to this is like Wilt and Bill Russell being on the same team together.
My buddy said that the Kings GM still thinks Buddy Hield could be like the next Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I read that article. That's stupid. Yeah. I like Buddy Hield, but come on, man.
Yeah.
But you never know. He's young.
Tyreek Evans is a really good ball player.
He's a good ball player, but
he can't stay healthy though.
And they got some good picks and some drafts coming up here that are going to be really strong.
Here's the thing though. I mean, the writing is already there. I mean, everybody, even people that kind of follow NBA knows that Cousins And Sacramento really wasn't going to work out.
No. Nah.
That's true.
You know, like, when the contract was up, he probably was going to go elsewhere.
No, he's out of here.
They got Buddy. They got some picks. Yep. They got, you know, they got some stuff out of it.
That trade doesn't even work in 2K17.
That's how bad that trade is for...
I'm going to see if I can get DeMarcus on my team.
Yeah, see if you can do that.
I'm not.
Somebody tried, and it will not allow them to do it. Yeah.
I'm not going to frustrate myself and talk about loans 2K because I kind of get frustrated. He's averaging 28.8 points per game, 14 rebounds, and like 12 assists in 30 minutes of play or something stupid like 31
minutes.
That.
31 minutes. So, it's actually 12 assists and 10.7 rebounds and 2.4 steals and 2.4 blocks.
Clearly he has all the supplements that you can get on the game.
But I also average 6.1 turnovers, which is something that I need to focus on because that's record-breaking. Yeah.
That's too many turnovers.
You know,
excuse me, but
slow down.
For everybody,
I've been trying. You know,
for everybody that's watching, if you guys can't see, we pre-show we kind of showed the screen of Lone's character for 2K. Like he cheats for this game, so he gets like the Game Pro and all that. Shout out to the Game Genie, Game Pro. Y'all know that
game
era.
Genie. Yeah, I found a way to actually take the old school Game Genie from the 90s and rig it through the PlayStation 4 so that I can actually use Michael Jordan's stats on my player.
If you look at his character.
Even though Michael Jordan was just number 23 in all those games.
Yeah,
if you look at his character, Lone will sell you wolf tickets and say, yeah, man, you know, it's kind of to life. But he's like 6'9", his arms drag on the ground.
6'6".
And he wears like a size 15. I'm like, dude, that's not
you. Have you seen my arms?
They don't drag on the ground.
They almost do.
Okay. Well, that's close.
They do right now.
And the player doesn't even, like, he sounds like a monster on the game. Like that type of stuff. It's ridiculous.
No.
Is that proper? Am I going too far, Spools?
I don't know, man. I was just taking it in.
Take it in.
Yeah. That was that silk growl.
Shout out to Silk the Shocker, man. But yeah, Jimmy Butler, man, possibly to the Celtics. I would love it. I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. I think Chicago people are haters. I think they do not appreciate him because they're still mad that Derrick Rose is gone. I think that's stupid. Derrick Rose is no longer elite. Jimmy Butler is on his way to being elite.
And Derrick Rose is man. I'm a Bulls fan, as you guys know. So,
but you appreciate Jimmy Butler.
I do a lot. I think Jimmy Butler is amazing. Like, he's a great ball player.
He's a very good above average player.
Oh, yeah. God.
He's definitely not above
average. He's definitely not above average.
Yeah, whatever. Stupid,
man.
But I don't know.
He ain't
going
to win a championship by himself.
God. What are they going to get from Boston? Is Marcus Smart at least part of the deal?
I think Marcus Smart, maybe Avery Bradley, and they got mad picks in Boston, so they'll probably throw a couple picks.
I forgot another Indiana guy coached the East,
Stevens. Stevens. Shout out to Butler.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great young coach.
He's a great coach.
Mm-hmm. I like Jimmy Butler a lot. I'd like to see him stay, especially after Rose left. I figured they were going to start building the team around Jimmy, you know?
Yeah, most Chicago people hate that. It's sad, too, the way they treat dude. Like, the reason I'm biased to Jimmy Butler because I love his story.
What do people, other Bulls fans?
Other Bulls fans are bitter because there's a perception that Derrick Rose ran Jimmy Butler out of town. So
the other way around, right? Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean. The other way around. But the thing is, they're so set on him being a hometown product, it doesn't matter what he does.
Sure.
I'm like, dude's been hurt since 2011. Oh, he's from Inglewood. That's cool. I used to work in Inglewood. I used to live on the South Side. I get it. But your franchise is not going anywhere basing it around him.
No.
You haven't given your franchise a chance to base it around Jimmy Butler, but y'all are still mad and still bitter because Jimmy Butler is quote-unquote the reason why Derrick Rose left, and the Knicks are trash right now. So I don't understand that.
Do you think Jimmy is legitimately somebody you can build a championship team around?
Yes.
I don't know.
Do you?
Yes.
But
I don't know. I guess I'm not sold on that.
I don't know about the
I think he's a great player. You know,
I don't know if he's been given the chance to just be the leader. He's got Dwayne Wade and Rondo in there, and there's been beef this year just with all that shit, you know. Which I knew was going to come at some point. But
doesn't a leader command that?
Like Jimmy? Like, this is my team? I don't know if he, you know. That's a tough thing to do with someone like Dwayne Wade coming back to Chicago
and
his hometown
and
the whole nine yards.
Yeah, how do people feel about that, though? Like, since they ran or Jimmy ran.
Quote, unquote.
What's his name?
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose out of town, but you just gained Dwayne Wade, who is also from Chicago as well.
And can't stay healthy.
Right. Like, is there, like, what is, are they that, or?
Early on, Wade came in and said that he was not the main guy. Like, he said that when he came in. So that was.
My thing is, Jimmy Butler, even if he's not, quote unquote, the guy that you can build around moving forward, he's a better option than Derrick Rose at this time. That's true. What I'm saying. Yeah. Even if you go get somebody else,
for sure,
and they're going to be that person moving forward. I want Jimmy Butler before I want Derrick Rose today.
I guess I see Jimmy more as a Scottie Pippen. You know,
he could be somebody else.
I see him really enhancing, you know, a Kobe. Yeah. Or something like
playing
that. Alongside
somebody.
I hate to say a Paul George because they kind of play the same position. Well, I guess he could. Because
I was kind of thinking the same thing as far as enhancing a Paul George, but.
I don't know.
But you put him aside Isaiah Thomas, then you got a problem.
I would agree definitely. With that. You know, because it's buckets and buckets. So, and Jimmy can play D too, right?
Oh, my God. Great defender.
So Jimmy Butler's averaging 24.5, 6.3 rebounds, and 5 assists a game this year.
Derrick Rose has never
averaged 1.8 steals. I think that's someone who, at best, can be someone you could build a team around. He's going to need someone like potentially, you know, that a Pippen or somebody else who can, you know, a duo at least of some sort. But, and then at worst, a very, very key part of building a championship team. So I would not like to see Jimmy Butler go. He's still young.
Yep.
I don't think it's a good move for the
he's
Bulls
a hell
to
of
move
a defender.
Him.
I don't, yes. Like, he's an unbelievable defender in a league that
I would definitely think
doesn't
that,
happen.
Definitely agree yes. that I don't think it's a good move for Chicago to move him. But there's the Garrett Pax thing.
Oh my God. Now, I will agree with Bulls fans on that. Those two.
and did you guys? I'm sure you guys have paid attention to the stuff that came out in the last month or so between him and Tom Thibodeau and all the Butler stuff, or at least heard the rumors of them talking about it and all that stuff. You know, and how you know Thibodeau backed Butler or vice versa or something like that. I forget what it was.
But, he did.
So Chicago's kind of toxic right now.
Very toxic.
Yeah.
And my thing is I'm biased because I like Jimmy Butler's story. He's blue collar. This is a dude that was a bench player, a
Came
role
up
player.
Nothing.
Dude, Jimmy Butler was homeless
exactly.
when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's real as fuck. You know what I mean? Like he's tough as nails, dude. Like he's the truth, man. I like Jimmy Butler a lot.
But even coming in the league, he wasn't like a touted guy coming into the league. Like he show improved.
He has done, and he did the same in college too. You know, he's done nothing but get better. Like literally every single year since he was like a freshman in college or in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think a guy like that now, you posed a good question before. Can he be a leader? I don't know.
I mean, I like Jay Cutler's skills.
Terrible leader.
Oh, that's a complete, that's terrible comparison.
Terrible leader.
That's a terrible comparison.
But is it though?
No.
Is it though?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because Jimmy Butler's consistently good.
Well, that's fair. That's decently fair. I guess it's a completely different sport as well. But
no, I feel you. Leadership skills and the ability to lead people and for people to...
to dominate if you need to. I don't know.
Like, yeah. On the court, absolutely. Hell yeah. Jimmy Butler's got... He wants the ball. You can tell
I'll give him that. He does want the ball.
But off the court and in the locker room, I don't know. Jimmy Butler seems to be... Sometimes in Jimmy Butler's head a lot. So I don't know if someone like that can lead a group of dudes. You know what I mean? I don't know.
There's one person I go to for Bulls information that's credible. Shout out to my man Eugene McIntosh. They run the he's got a sports, I don't want to say talk show, it's kind of multimedia. They cover the Cubs, they cover the Bulls. Like when I say cover, they actually cover them and travel with them. And it's called the Bigs. It's him and one of his homies. I can't forget his name. I apologize. I can't remember his name, but I apologize. But I know Gino for a while, and he's the one person that I look to for information about the Bulls that's credible. And the one thing that I hear from people is Jimmy Butler's dope. He's a great player. He's on the verge of becoming a great player. But there are things that we don't see behind the scenes that attribute to him possibly not being the leader that you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. So my man Eugene definitely told me there's some stuff that we don't see. And the guy that's in the locker room, I got to rock with him on that. So sure.
I could that does not surprise me one bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm pro Jimmy Butler, love his story, so we'll see.
Maybe that's why they brought a Wade in.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Possibly.
You know, or Rondo, which is, well, but he's almost more like Butler than he is Wade. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like
exactly.
But maybe that's what Wade was supposed to do.
If he does get dealt to the Celtics, though, that definitely puts the Celtics into a highly contendable team.
Fuck yes, it does. And you know what else it does? It puts the Chicago Bulls about 2 to 3 seasons back again, man.
Well.
Easily.
We'll make sure to
Not to say they were in great shape right now anyway, but.
Hey, Isaiah and Buckets and Crowder and.
Shit.
We'll dispose of them.
Possibly,
yeah, that'd be
Al Horford. And
we'll dispose of them in six, but it will be very,
Brad Stevens
very
as a coach too.
Dude, if Butler goes, that will have been Noah, Rose, and Butler all gone within like
not even a year.
Like a not year. Even a year.
Yeah, less than a year. That's quite an overhaul, and we didn't get a ton in return as far as Lopez is concerned. In my opinion,
nah,
he got a
Did
nice
you get
little deal.
Robin Lopez?
Yeah.
Was it Robin or Brooke?
Brooks on the Nets, right?
Brooks on the Nets, yep. You got me, yep.
See, Robin's not, I mean, he's
His numbers
player,
are all down from last season.
But he's not he's not his brother.
I like Taj a lot, still.
I love Taj. You know? I pray he gets
he's tough,
the Cavs.
He's super tough, too.
Yeah. Taj is dope. He gives the Cavs fits. I like Taj Gibson. He's dope.
I don't know, dude.
Well.
Could be bad news in Chicago for basketball.
Switching.
Welp.
We're switching topics here.
Yeah, let's not talk about the Pacers.
Please. Yeah.
Paul George looks like he wants to stick around. Nope, he does not.
I mean,
hey, dude, Paul George goes, you're in the same place the Bulls are right now.
No
dude.
Question.
Hey, I'm not tripping if he goes. I mean, I love Paul George as a player, but he's not acting like he wants to be around. So
I wonder why that is, man. I'm curious. Like, he's the man.
He's the man.
He is the man.
I feel like...
He's a coach.
You know. When you have somebody like Larry Bird come to you and say, hey, man, I think you would do really well in a four position,
mm-hmm.
and you have anything to say at all, I don't know. But Larry knows a little something.
He knows a lot.
So, and he played the same position.
He knows a lot.
And he kind of played that four a little bit, not
6'10".
A lot, in a different era.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that he, I mean, I get it. He wants, I feel like Paul wants to be that three. He wants to be that LeBron, that Kevin Durant.
No doubt about it.
He wants to be that Melo. He wants to be put in the same status with them.
He doesn't want to be Melo.
Well, you know
he's
what I
mean.
He's
better than Melo.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, he Melo plays defense.
Melo has the status of being an elite three. So if he goes to a four and you got Miles Turner and then you bring somebody else under, then he's kind of his own thing. I don't know. Maybe he's not. I hate to say he's not mature enough, but can you imagine if he did play the four?
Yeah.
And they brought in a Jimmy Butler?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't
Man,
be surprised.
That would be crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes
That might
to
be the missing link right there.
The
Jimmy Butler came
Lakers.
To. I mean, that's given. He's from Cali.
Yeah, I think
you know
he's
going
to go to the Lakers.
He might possibly end up there. He might go to the Celtics.
Who else is out there? Mm-hmm. D'Angelo Russell and Julius
Brandon
Randle.
Ingram. They got a lot of
Brandon
young
Ingram.
Pieces. Yeah.
But
how's
I don't
he,
see
how's
like
he played this year.
He's okay. He's learning curve.
But I don't see anybody the Pacers could bring in to really enhance them. I mean, do you see anybody that they're talking about in trade blocks that could really legitimately?
Oh, dude.
Nah.
I think they're past the point of enhancing. They're doing exactly what the
team.
Bulls are doing, and they're
I mean,
going to start.
On paper, before
the
season started, we look like an elite team, like top three in the East.
I had them two in the East.
So they kind of did what. You know, outside of picking up Teague, like, would they pick up Thaddeus Young?
Yep.
Yeah.
Who
picked up, his name from
Al Jefferson,
who also is just kind of like, best years maybe behind them.
They definitely are.
Very similar to what the Colts did, actually. It's like, let's get Frank Gore, who worked out well, and I like
Frank Gore. Frank Gore, clown.
But let's also get Andre Johnson.
Yep.
And let's get Trevor Cole.
Yep.
And let's get these, you know, these guys that come in who are older. It's just a gamble is the point I'm making. Yeah. The Bulls, same fucking place. Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade, we're 28 and 29 right now.
Yep.
It just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the Pacers kind of being like,
yeah. Yeah.
But they're
They won seven in a row, then they lost six in a row.
Yeah.
Typical. That's typical.
And the Teague move I liked. I mean, I just like Teague.
I like, shout out to Jeff Teague. He's been pretty consistent. He said he had a rough start, but he's been playing pretty good for him.
Word.
I made a note to, well, actually, we talked about this before before we got on. Contra's 30 years old. NES fans out there, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Contra.
Yes.
Steal. You could 2-2 player, and if you died, you could steal your buddy's lives and jump back in the game.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. And stealing, like, somebody to shoot the thing where the weapon will come down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And somebody else will take it.
Yep.
You know, here's a random fact.
Hey, let me get the gun. Okay.
I never really played Contra that much.
Contra's classic.
I know.
Contra's classic.
Like, I mean, that wasn't one of the Nintendo games that I like.
It wasn't one of the ones I preferred, but I still understand.
Oh yeah.
You know, Contra's like, because we were talking about, you know, us naming some of the classic games that from our childhood are games that we thought that were all time NES games. Like, Contra's in that Metroid area for
it
me.
Is.
Yeah. Metroid then, was dope.
Like, here's some hip hop history.
The up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start.
We see you. We see you. Yeah. We see you.
99 lives.
Yep. We see you.
What do y'all know about hip hop history related to Contra?
Okay.
Percy P and Madlib.
Okay.
Dropped a song with Diamond D, I believe.
Okay.
Called Two Brothers from the Gutter. Madlib chopped up Contra.
Really?
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. I'm not familiar, but
that's
I'm
a
hip hop
history
it
for you. It's Stone's Throw up on some Stone's Throw stuff. So
I'm gonna go look it up.
Look that shit up.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Mm-hmm. Spools, give me an NES game that is undeniable.
It's either Madlib or Oh No. It's one of them. They're related.
Look that up.
So.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up. Undeniable NES game.
I was always a big Ninja Gaiden fan as well.
That's
I
Sega.
If you guys were into.
I never played
Ninja
that.
Gaiden.
No,
was on
Ninja
Nintendo.
Gaiden definitely was on Nintendo.
Was
yeah,
it? Absolutely. There's like three.
Which
or four.
One was
there's
on
like
Sega
three or four
then
of them.
No, it was on Nintendo. Yeah, right. My bad.
I would also say California Games.
Yeah.
I would also say. We were talking about this earlier. What am I missing? There was one.
You said one.
Oh, Excitebike.
Excitebike.
Yeah.
I got some joy.
Give me some. Give
Duck
me some.
Hunt was fun.
What you got, J.D.?
That's a given. Duck Hunt that came with the joint.
Okay. Give me those standout NES games.
Standout.
It's an easy one.
Standout. Like you can't really say Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt because
why
that's
can't
like,
you say Mario Brothers?
Because that's given. Everybody
it
rocks
came
with maybe
Mario
you fucking
Brothers.
Don't like Mario Brothers or Duck Hunt.
You don't?
Hey, low
no,
key,
maybe there's people out there, I'm sure, that don't. Well,
low key, I didn't beat Mario Brothers 1 until like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, but I finally beat it.
I don't know if I ever
I was rocking with on keep the Nintendo.
Give me undeniable. I'm talking about classic
Man,
material.
Classic
material.
Material. Castlevania.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm rocking with that.
Castlevania.
Kung Fu.
Okay.
Rocking with that.
Man, I got some.
Let me see.
What you got?
He named a couple of them that I was messing with,
Side
too.
Bike.
TNC Surf Designs.
Look out now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
Okay.
Okay.
What
about...
You got,
y'all ever play World Championship Wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Played the hell out of that game.
That game was really, really fun.
Man, back
good
in
call.
The day.
Good call.
My number one game had to be the Zelda, man.
Yeah, Zelda.
Zelda. Yep. I played Zelda so much.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. So much. And they don't make games like Zelda
that
anymore.
Was like the first like true role-playing game where you had to like go
and like, tell you
venture out.
You had to like figure shit out. I remember I
would
to
just get stuck in that game and be like, this fucking sucks.
Oh, Metroid. I forgot Metroid, man.
Yeah.
And Mega Man.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, now, that was the one.
You talked about Mario. You guys talked about Mario Classic or not. Super Mario Brothers 3 changed everything.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Now that is a special game. That's a special game.
I'm still going to sample one day.
Okay.
When the princess is falling.
I'm sample level 6.
Yep. I sampled a couple of them.
Yeah,
another one was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
One was
that on regular Nintendo or Super Nintendo though?
It might have been on cuz
I
didn't have
Super
I didn't have a Super Nintendo.
Really?
So
two,
I had a
two
Sega.
2 was still NES. Yeah,
I think 2 was NES.
I think 2 was still
so
NES.
So which one was the when Super Nintendo? You remember the one at the arcade where
yeah,
had,
that was
like,
an arcade one.
I think it was called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade. I think because
it had
it was
the four, you had the four sticks kind of in the heart.
Yeah, yeah.
See now, I know they may have, did they remake it? Maybe I don't know. I thought that 1 and 2 were on.
No,
NES.
That was a different one because the one at the arcade was called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Arcade.
Okay.
So when they brought it about on the game system, That's what it was called on the game system as well.
That was classic.
I played a lot of that.
Yeah. I'm double dribbled out.
Yeah.
Double dribble.
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play that.
Most of the games that I played, like, those are the Nintendo games, but most of the stuff was, like, Sega. Like, Sega. Sega's when I really expanded my game reach.
Sonic
Fridays, you get to go to the, my mom used to, you know, take my brother and I to the video store, and we get to rent games, and, you know.
Shout out to Lee's Video.
Shout out to Lee's and Dave's.
Was it Video Vault? Video Vault?
Yeah, I remember Video Vault.
And then Mr. Video.
Mr. Video, yeah.
Here in Indy.
Red Giraffe.
Yeah.
That's just a different era people don't know about, is getting excited about
Fridays.
Getting that case and opening that case up like, yeah, I got it for the weekend, like the gold cartridge for Link.
And the cool thing was
stuff like that. That was
the cool thing was like a lot of like did you ever go to Dave's Video?
Of course.
So Dave's, you could get like three for a deal.
Yeah.
So you could get like one game you knew you were gonna like, and then you could get one that, yeah, maybe.
Then
you had one that was just like off the wall.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, maybe this is cool.
Mm-hmm. And it would always be trash. You'd play most of the time, like
90% of the time. Yeah. But man, did you guys ever play Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah, I played
that. I didn't buy into it.
Me neither.
Yeah, I played that.
That was my shit, man.
Yeah, on Genesis.
Man, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucked with some Sonic the Hedgehog, though.
Yeah.
I thought Sonic was overrated until I got a Sega and actually played it. And I was like, this is amazing.
No, I rock with Sonic. Like, I always had a Nintendo. My guy down the street, JB, he had all the Sega shit.
So, I was pro Nintendo.
Mortal Kombat was better.
That was Sega.
Mortal Kombat but was I will better say, on Sega.
I will say that Bulls versus Blazers 98 was better on Sega Genesis. Mm-hmm. Like, much as I hated to say that back in the day.
Here's the thing, though.
Bulls versus Blazers.
I always talk to Mike about Bulls versus Blazers.
Love it.
My one problem, so the two games you have, Double Dribble, which you were talking about.
Yep.
The gameplay was massively fast. It was just like, and then Bulls versus Blazers was like, slow motion.
That
cross
whole series was like
over,
that.
It's like, and as much as I like to play it because they actually had like the players' names in it.
And that's one of the few games that had Jordan's actual name on it. Like,
or was it number 23?
Yeah, like, or actually was Jordan.
Or the team name wasn't the Frogs or something, you know, like and he had to match the numbers up like you had to do with college basketball games back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is dope. Yeah. So I played it just off that strength.
Yeah, I did too.
And that shit was so annoying.
Yeah.
Shoot it!
Do you guys remember Jordan versus Bird?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
That was awesome too.
NBA Jam, man.
Yep.
Early NBA Jam.
Y'all remember Shaq Fu?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Shaq probably gets
that shit was
checks.
Trash.
Hater. Don't do that.
It was. That game was terrible.
Don't do that.
Hey, Wu-Tang had a video game too.
They did.
And I had it. I still have it. Shaolin style.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What system?
PlayStation 1.
Nice.
The dope thing about that is that you played it, but you could also pop it in like your CD player, and it had a whole gang of tracks you could listen to.
Back when they called it a CD-ROM.
We see you over there,
hey,
CD-ROM. Diff.
It was
that
old,
history.
Had the deck fingers. And the, hey, man.
Don't spill your...
it's a party.
That's alcohol abuse.
It is.
Don't spill your...
One other thing, real quick.
Sponsored drink there. Non-sponsored.
Toe Jam and Earl had a thing where they had like... before you went in to play the game, you could like make your own beats, and all the music was like funky, like it was early video game funk. So if you ever revisit it, you'll be like, these guys were on something. Go back and listen to that, and you'll listen to the music. Even the music that they're playing, like in the video game, was like, it was just synth funk.
Some early Parappa the Rapper shit.
We missed it. We missed it, Spools. Clearly, we missed that
one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had also, I wrote down, Spools was telling me about Future, Rocco and Future, to kind of switch over to some music now that we got that nostalgia out the way. Spools, if I understand this correctly, Rocco was his manager.
The only Rocco I acknowledge is Bob G. Barker, man.
That's right.
Peace to my man. Bob Barker. That's real, man.
Yo, Spools. I mean, Spools was up on this. He told me the whole story. That's why I'm leaning this way.
It was Terry.
No,
he's had it again.
No. I'm going Spools
every
direction.
Week, man.
Yep, I'm gonna continue to do it. So, Spools, tell me about what's going on with that.
And I'm going to deflect to Terry.
Okay, Terry, so I got to go to you
first.
I had
some supplemental information.
Nah. But,
yeah.
Well, this goes with our beef. Go ahead,
Yeah, he just didn't want to pass.
Every week, this shit.
But it's funny because when you'll say something for real, he'll be like, yeah, so what? Yeah, so Diff said this.
Yeah, like, earlier.
I just look over him like, yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Well, at least we know it's a pattern.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Mike. Michael.
Talk to me, Terrence.
Well, Future dropped a new album this past Friday.
Okay.
It's about 17 tracks.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Future fan.
Okay.
I listened to a little bit of it. It sounded very redundant. Same Future shit.
Mm-hmm.
Different day. But I heard he's also dropping another one this Friday. Now, he just lost a lawsuit to Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco is going to get the what's it called?
Royalties.
The royalties for these next two albums.
50% of them, I think, or maybe all of them.
Yeah, and I heard he sound like a new 360 deal or something. Like, who does that?
Who does that?
I think he signed a new one to... I think that's what he did, though. I think that's why he's in the shit that he's in. He signed one, then he signed another one.
So it's his fault.
I heard he, like, just signed a 360 deal, though. Wasn't nothing back. Like, he just did type
shit.
I could
be wrong.
Wait, he just did that after all
this happened? That's what I heard. I could be wrong, but
that's
what I heard. But anyway, Rocco's getting royalties off these next two albums.
Okay.
And then I guess it just came out today that Future's supposedly dropping another album this coming Friday.
He'll still get royalties on that one as well.
Right. So is Future dropping these albums to kind of just get rid of that chapter in his life?
That's what I would do.
And write it off, or I don't know.
That's absolutely what I would do. I would say, okay.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what he's doing.
I've got all these songs. I can just put out two albums real quick. You want my royalties? Fine. I'll just put these two out. You can have them.
Is the deal over after the two albums?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I mean, he owes him some bread too, though, I think.
Oh, okay.
I thought the deal was like they just get the royalties for. I could be wrong.
Is that it? Okay.
I mean, I very possibly could be wrong. But
touring?
Touring bread or anything?
I'm not sure.
You know, I did hear that rumor as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I heard he owed money from touring as well.
It's kind of similar to the
Frank
Ocean thing with Def Jam, because, you know, he dropped two albums. He dropped the video album, and then he dropped his actual album, Blind, like the next day or something like that. So he's fulfilled his obligation.
That's just two albums.
That's what I would do. Like, being smart, I would, okay, I got these songs. Let's just put these albums out.
Yeah.
And then we'll get back to the regular scheduled program of what I'm doing. You guys can have that money.
Because
it's 2 weeks of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. And he's got mad songs. All of them, I'm sure they don't take months to write. So he's got mad songs.
He probably doesn't write.
Okay.
Nah, he's not taking... He's not in the dungeon with the Dungeon Family writing
shit. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started on that.
He's the outcast.
Oh, I see what you did there. Did you catch that?
That was actually pretty fucking brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So here it is. Future and Epic reportedly agree to give all royalties from his next two albums to Rocco.
Okay.
In addition to the albums, Future will also give Rocco 50% of all touring revenues for the next 2 years.
Okay. Wow.
In order for L.A. Reid and Epic to recoup the advance they had, or that they will forfeit while Future pays Rocco back, Future signed a 360 agreement with L.A. Reid.
All new.
To pay Epic back, Future will give a percentage of any deals made outside of music to Epic until his back advancements are paid, or for the next 5 years, whichever comes first.
That's crucial.
L.A. and Epic will also be collecting on the front end on all of Future's music ventures.
So
that sucks.
With all of that being said, does it really impact him?
Yes.
That impacts him.
You think it does?
That definitely impacts him. He's giving away. Okay, so in order for him to get money in this situation, he has to tour. Okay.
Yeah. It just means he's making less.
He's making less because Rocco's getting it. Tour. If he's on a 360 deal, the label's getting money too.
Yeah.
But
that's the deal, though.
But, okay, so the 360 deal, that's on your touring and you selling your product.
That's merchandise, all that.
Yeah, all of that.
That's why I think it hurts him. Because you got,
like, that's something that,
I mean, I know
that somebody new in the business does.
I mean, I know it obviously hurts him. I guess what I'm saying is, does it really hurt him? You know, can he still go out on the road and make $1 million a year and still pay people $5 million.
He's not,
you know. Granted, yeah. I understand it's a lot of money, and he's used to a lot of money. But does it really hurt him? I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, maybe he's looking at it like, I can still eat fine.
He's gonna eat. Latrell Sprewell saying his deal wasn't enough to feed his family.
Maybe
when he had the $15 million deal or something like that.
I guess what I'm saying is maybe he realized that it's not that big of a deal as long as he can manage it. So
He was on Instagram. He wrote a story. It looked like he was trying to holler at Sierra again.
That's pretty much over.
Yeah, it's over. But I think he's having a real soul searching moment right now with all this shit going on.
Well, I mean, you know, to me, that's something that you have to gear up. Mentally, you have to gear up for the fact that now when I go out and tour, any ventures that I do that's related to music outside of touring, outside of albums, merchandise, etc., there are two people that are reaching into what I gross.
Boy.
Now, that if that doesn't humble you, then I don't know what does. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you do bad business, man, it might come back around to haunt you. You might get that karma. So he'll still be balling. He'll still be talking about all the stuff he got. But he can lie and say that he'll still be the same, but I don't see that.
That's the true definition of fucking up some commas.
There it is. I see what you did there.
Boy, oh boy.
Nice I see comment. What you did there.
Definitely.
That's borderline genius, sir.
Bars.
Hey.
We see you.
Because he fucked them commas up.
Oh. I know we had a list of.
Oh man,
we talked about a couple new joints.
New joints. Let's get in.
I think Jay
Future was one of those new joints.
Future was one of those joints. J. Diff put me on to DJ Jazzy Jeff's. I think playlist. It's called Playlist.
Playlist featuring Glenn
it's
Lewis.
It's called Chasing Goosebumps.
That's the
Chasing
name. Goosebumps. Well, the group is called Playlist featuring Glenn Lewis, and the project's called Chasing Goosebumps.
And it features Sir Masego. Eric Roberson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the other Philly cat, the young dude?
There's a handful of people on it. Essentially, he just brought a bunch of musicians in. The idea was, and he talks about it on one of the songs on the album, is the idea of the project is to prove that you don't have to go through all the major label loopholes and stuff to create great music.
Nice.
So he just brought a bunch of people in. And they just created for like a week. And this is what they came up with. There's 15 songs. It's very soulful, kind of reminiscent of Foreign Exchange kind of style music.
Did Jazzy Jeff oversee or did he produce?
I think he's kind of responsible of kind of getting the collective together.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
That sounds really dope.
You know, he's a nice producer too. A lot of people don't know that about Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, you might want to go back to
that. He's produced some nice shit.
Man, I want to go back to that Magnificent and take
you got some spin. Some Jill Scott joints.
Yes, and it's real low key. Anna Wise,
yes,
Lone was talking about the. I think it's called the Feminine Act Part Two or
Part,
Two.
Yeah,
Part
Act Two. Yeah.
Act Two.
Yeah, she just dropped that last week.
Shoot the shot,
man. Do what you got to do.
Shoot the shot. Shoot it. Nah, she. Yeah, it's a really good project. It's a mixture of like just kind of eclectic vibes and She's got some like dancey type joints on there, kind of reminiscent of like Mayor Hawthorne tuxedo and Jake One tuxedo type stuff.
Yeah,
nice.
You know, so it's like kind of funky a little bit, but she's definitely got her joints that are very spacious, and all of them are very lyrically written really well.
Vibey and
very
smooth.
Vibey. Yeah, so it's a really good project. She's on tour. So
back to the to Jazzy Jeff. Sir is actually featured on there as well.
You know, that's my guy.
Yeah, and Dane Jordan. That's who
Dane
I was thinking
Jordan.
About.
Dane Jordan.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Okay. Yeah, I rock with Sir. I think Sir's on the right track.
Did you check his album out yet?
Yes, I did, Sir.
Yeah,
nice
how'd you
EP.
Feel about
I think it was about nine records, eight or
six.
Nine records. Six or seven?
Six.
Was it six?
I don't know if it's a bonus to wear, but.
There might be
it's
bonuses.
It's a multiple of three. I know that much.
It's six, but there might be more.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think he's right on track. I listen to Fat Joe and Remy. What is it? Plata Ploto? Plata Oh Ploto? Oh, you
Plota,
know, I'm
be,
you
I know, don't know.
Who had the breakdown?
The breakdown on the album?
What that?
Oh, let me see. Let me see what it says.
You know what? Let me get. Because Spools actually had
is it
the.
Plata or Plomo?
Yeah,
or
he
like
went.
That?
Spools went bilingual on us.
Something about
silver,
drugs.
Silver or lead?
Yeah, let's see. Here you go, Spools. It is. Plata o plomo.
Yeah, I think that's...
You took Spanish, motherfucker?
I think that's silver or lead.
You liked that, didn't you?
He was in my Spanish class.
I was. I was a C student. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Silver or lead is what that means.
Silver or lead. Yeah. And they're standing in front of the White House on the cover, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nice. Surprisingly grimy, for especially in the beginning. It's not what I was anticipating, but it starts to go towards what I thought it would be, mm-hmm, as it gets into it. But at my first run, it's not bad.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I kind of dig it too. It's smooth.
Solid production.
I like the back and forth between Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
As do I.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can rock with that. I can rock with that. I suppose there's anything that you listen to that we forgot.
Yeah, shout out to my man. I think everybody, C. Ray's Walls.
Okay.
You say you dropped a video, right?
Yeah, a couple days ago. Black Stars and Paintball Guns.
Okay.
It's pretty dope.
Typical C. Ray's. Did he go left? Did he go right? Did he stay left?
He was
just C. Ray's.
Yeah, just C. Ray's. Still dope. That extremely unique flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Part of a project or?
I don't know.
I
just saw this. And then shout to Sun Cycle Industries too. So,
okay.
Yeah. That's his.
That's the crew, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of talented people in that group or that, you know, crew or collective, I guess.
Nice.
But yeah, man, Walls obviously has ties here to a lot of folks here in Indy.
Met him a couple times.
Always been cool dude. You know what
he's got very interesting stories.
Yes, he does.
I can only imagine. I can tell by his music.
He's a dope and has been a dope underground MC. You know what I mean? For a long time, dude. Yep. And
he has a nice following. Very nice following.
But shout out to Walls and check that out, man. There's always, he put one out. I think it's Chess or Checkers, I think is what it's called, about a month ago. But Walls is putting videos out again. You know what I mean? And he's, you know, always has. But definitely check out his YouTube page, man, for sure. And shout out to Sun Cycle.
Shout out to Walls on that one.
There's one other joint, John Wayne, who's a rapper who used to be on Stone's Throw.
That's what we were watching pre-show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He dropped an album called Rap Album 2. And Rap Album 2 is actually pretty... Is that legitimate enough to be a check mark?
That is.
Oh, he just got lit up with checks.
It wasn't supposed to do that.
I didn't even say that because you know how he get with me. So I didn't say
nah, but John Wayne.
I hit him with
John Wayne
checks.
Dropped a multiple track. I think it's 11 or 12 songs.
Real grimy.
It's very grimy. It's abstract. Very thought provoking. You can tell that he went through some shit.
Yeah.
And he retired from rap after he signed a deal with Stone's Throw. And then he came back and he talks about it a lot and kind of his mental state and kind of how he alienated people a little bit. And I think his single was produced by DiBiase. So shouts to producer heads that know DiBiase. But it's a very solid project if you like dope bars and really grimy. I mean, it's not ridiculously grimy. Some of it's kind of open-ended. It's just really dope samples, you know. So that dropped. I don't really know. I guess Turn Off Your Radio would be next, right?
What website is that?
It's bringingdoundtheband.com.
Okay.
/ Turn Off Your Radio.
Were we at 91?
We are on 91.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
You got it right.
We are on 91. Now, 90 dropped last week, and 90 actually had like 54 songs, which is a lot.
That's a lot.
91.
Damn.
So far, Daniel is at about...
these two, man.
Son, where'd you get that?
Damn, Daniel.
Amazing.
So CeeLo dropped a video this week called Power.
Okay.
Is he in gold?
He is not.
Okay.
It's actually a decent song. I like CeeLo's part more than I like the feature, but...
Who's the feature?
Tone something or other. I don't know.
He must have his own artist or something.
It's not bad. It's okay. The Black Opera dropped a video for Beautiful City, which is on their African American project that dropped either late.
Ago.
Yeah, you talked about that one on the episode, previous episode. I remember that one.
It's kind of an ode. They literally go around. I believe it's Ypsilanti.
Michigan?
Yeah. Okay. Shots of Slade.
Baron.
Ypsilanti. He always corrects me every time I say that. But it's just shots from the city, and it's called Beautiful City. And it's they talk about in the write-up a little bit about how it's kind of a shot at the education lady a little bit.
Okay.
So there's that.
Gotcha.
Narcotex dropped a joint called Chicken Lo Mein, which is
love the title.
From New York.
Word.
And they do some grimy rap stuff, which is actually pretty dope.
I can dig it.
Prophet and Dave East dropped Ain't Rich Yet.
Love Dave East.
Yeah, man.
Geechee Sway dropped Gallery 77.
Nice. Shout out to Camp Lo.
J.I.D. He is the newest signee to Dreamville.
Yeah. J. Cole.
J. Right? Cole's label, yes. Mm-hmm. That's a check mark.
Sure is.
He dropped a video for Never. And
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, that and Your Old Droog dropped a video for Help.
Okay.
DJ Premier and Miguel dropped a song.
Really?
Together. Dropped a song called To Lovin' You.
Now that sparks my interest.
It's very interesting. When I saw it, I was like, I was like, you know, did like a dog head tilt head type thing. Like, huh.
But in the back of my mind, I'm like, but this probably is going to be dope.
Yeah. It sounds good. So, yeah, check all these songs out and more by the time Thursday comes. We release Turn Off Your Radios every Thursday or Friday. So we'll have more songs that will be added to it. So bringing down the band.com/turnoffyourradio. Comdot's single is on there as well.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to homie.
Yeah, shout out to Com.
Let's take a look at some merch here. I know Terrence didn't look it up, so I'm trying to see what we can find.
You know, I didn't look this up. I meant to, though.
It's the Oddities.
Wow.
It is an Oddities joint.
Panda.
Okay.
Got him.
So,
got him. Yep.
So no bad ideas. their brand new brand that they dropped. Their side brand is called Oddities.
Yes.
And this is part of their, it's the Panda Dad hat. There you go.
Is that what he said?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Bang, bang.
I mean, it is a panda. You know what bang, I mean? Bang. You know. So shout out to the designer.
Shout out to Spools. Got him.
So
he did.
They've got a whole line of dad hats on there. Time. They've got a whole line of like different stuff. You know, wallets, sunglasses, hats.
What's in your wallet?
All of their knit hats and stuff is all that. So
yeah, shout out to No Bad Ideas. They are trending upward. They are really making some dope stuff. They take care of us. They give us good products to push and promote. And
they just dropped, you know, they got this new panda.
Is that what it is?
This guy. Hey, man, nothing like seeing Spools laugh very, very hard at someone else.
I literally just watched a designer interview with Funk Flex.
Yeah.
And he was doing that the whole time.
Flex was so disgusted in the back, man.
He was fake disgusted. He was so confused. He was just like, should I go in on him or should I just laugh?
I don't really know what he's talking about.
His voice was mad. His voice was mad.
He told the story of how.
What would he say, Mike?
I see where you're going. Go ahead. I see where he's going.
He told the story about how when labels were picking over him and Kanye flew him to L.A. and he crashed a car and all this stuff and was in the studio with good music and all that stuff. So hey, he told that story. But it was just funny.
I'm going to let that young man cash some checks and live his life.
He's so interesting.
What
are
you doing? He's getting that paper.
Mm-hmm. He's getting that paper. He's a special young man. I think I'm going to leave it at that.
Special is very key.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody got something jumping off this weekend?
Anybody?
Thursday at the Hi-Fi.
Thursday, tonight at the Hi-Fi.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, good company.
Cut Camp, good company. It's myself and building. Ace One. We got Diop and Mandog, and I've not met the third act before.
This is a ham. Yeah, I forget who else is out there.
Yadine something.
Something.
I'm sorry. I apologize. But Hi-Fi Thursday.
Friday is the
Icon.
Icon.
New edition
at Old
A New Jack Swing 90s party.
Yep. So check that.
Word.
Yep.
Some dope events going down. We are the New Old Heads. This is episode 17, brought to you by BringingDownTheBand.com, No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, and Printfinity. I'm Major 7th, DJ Spools, DJ Jake Diff. Longevity, we appreciate your support. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.